Welcome everyone to another very special episode of the Afar Podcast. Today we have a very special guest for you. You know, the one and only Meredith Whitegood. How are you doing today, Meredith?
I'm doing great, David. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, we're so excited to have you. We had to talk to all your people so we could clear this, so we could get you on here and clear up your schedule. But I'm glad you can make some time for the little people. I got to apologize to everyone because this is like our third take. I think the first two times I called you Good White, and we think that subconsciously there might be some racial undertones there. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my last name is White Good. Everyone likes to say Good White. Something kind of deep about that. I'm not really sure what's going on, but yeah, I think it's interesting.
Wow. You know what? I think that's institutional racism. Listen, that's what we got to work. We got to work on breaking all that down. How you feeling today?
I'm good.
That's good. Good. Listen, I need to ask you a question. How did you end up here at Father's Uplift?
Yeah, well, I mean, I started out as an intern at Simmons University, and they were just looking for a place to put me. And they're like, oh, how about Father's Uplift? I looked it up and I was like, wow, this sounds really unique, really interesting. So I interviewed, and then I was like, wow, it might be a really interesting fit.
Yeah. And so, wait, you did both your field placements here, right?
I did, yes. So after my first year, they were like, okay, it's part of the policy that you have to go somewhere else for the second year. But I really loved my first year internship. I learned so much. I feel like I was doing a lot more clinical work than my peers were. I feel like I had a higher caseload. I was really learning and being challenged. And I was like, you know what? I want to fight to stay here for one more year. And I did. And I was like, listen, I want to stay. At the time, my supervisor also backed me up, and she was like, Meredith, you know, this is a good fit. We think she'll be good here for a second year, and they let me do it.
That's so awesome. Is that rare?
I guess apparently, I think freshly for that school, because their policy is that you have to go to a different placement your second year.
Okay. That's really cool. That's a really interesting story. And like, actually, now that I'm going into like my master's program, I'm thinking about like, what does it look like for me? And like, I wondered that, like, what is it like to do your field placement in the same place twice? But like, I think for all the reasons that you mentioned, like, you kind of got lucky to be able to do both years, right? Because like, if you go somewhere your second year and it's, you know, you're not learning as much, like, why leave a great situation, right?
Exactly.
Like if someone's like on a championship team, like, oh, just because we won a championship, I'm just going to leave. Like, nah, yo, I like this. I like winning. I want to keep doing this. So I think that's really cool that you kind of spoke up and advocated for yourself. And I think that's really interesting because that's something we kind of try to pass on to our clients. So that's really awesome. So can I ask, like, what was your relationship like with your dad growing up?
Yeah, it was definitely positive. I'm laughing because my dad will not mind me saying this, but he's definitely a little weird.
Shout out to weird dads, yo. I feel like it makes him extra loving, you know?
Exactly. He's an artist. I feel like he has like that kind of like artist mind where he's always sort of like head in the clouds, very creative. And I feel like my dad has always been really accepting of me and always has been just really like, I don't know, letting me be my funky weird self too, and like wearing different pattern clothes, which I've done my whole life. And he was always like, okay, this is just who she is. Let's just let her do her thing. So yeah,
that's awesome, because I feel like every time I walk in, you're always wearing all these warm vibrant colors. And it definitely, especially like in the winter, it's always such a nice pick-me-up. So I appreciate that, and I guess deep down inside I have to like thank your dad for that. So yeah. Wait, so I hear that there's an interesting story behind your last name. Do you want to explain?
Yes, sure. So my parents, I guess it's pretty progressive looking back. So when they got married, they decided that they were gonna combine both of their last names. So that's why I have a hyphenated last name. So my mom's last name is White, my dad's last name is Good, and they just combined it when they got married. Yeah, so now I have White Good.
You know what, that's actually really cool. Actually, so I had that discussion with my girlfriend when we talk about marriage. I was like, oh, you're gonna take my last name? She's like, no, I'm not doing that, you know, I'm keeping my name. And she's like, F the patriarchy. And I'm like, you know, I do want to be like supportive, but at the same time I'm like, yo, what about my last name? Like, you're just gonna throw that in the sand? And we actually decided that if the day comes where we get married, we're actually thinking about also hyphenating our names. So that's really good. But now the argument is whose name is first.
Ah,
yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, listen, that's gonna be a point of contention,
but ladies first, I'm just saying.
Ooh, listen, I guess. So given the fact that we work with a lot of, you know, a very diverse population, a lot of men of color, do you think that being a woman has made it difficult for you to work with clients? Do you think that it helps? Does it hurt? And, you know, just give us some insight onto what it's like for you in this field, given the fact that, you know, you are working with a lot of men.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at first I was extremely intimidated, especially coming in. I don't really have like a huge background in social work. So I came in as like an intern. I was like, oh, I'm totally new to this. And I'm like a young looking woman, like working with adult men. Like, how is that going to work out? But it ended up being surprisingly easy. I really enjoy working with male clients. I have found that rapport building is pretty seamless. I think sometimes challenges can arise. I think sometimes I have found that maybe individuals don't always take me as seriously at first, and they kind of expect me to be a certain way. But then over time, you know, it's all about relationship building and building trust. And I feel like over time, they're able to see that I am a therapist, that I am here to help, I'm here to support, and we're able to build that relationship and have that partnership together to help them reach whatever goals that they might have.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome for you to kind of acknowledge that, because I think that one of the things that I've come across with some of the clients is, you know, they'll talk about some of their experiences with DCF workers, and they'll talk about like, oh, here's this, you know, this girl who's fresh out of social work school, right, out of their master's program, and they're only 23, 24, and they're telling me what to do with my kids. And in reality, like, it's a grown man of 40, 50 years old who has dealt with, you know, racism and dealt with different, you know, institutions that work against them. And here's this child, essentially, right,
yeah,
who is dictating their lives and the lives of their children. And so it sounds like you don't take this responsibility lightly at all. So on behalf of all our fathers, I know that they all really appreciate that. And a lot of the clients that we both work with always speak very highly of you. So I don't know if they say that to you, but I, you know, a lot of the fathers that I work with who speak about you, do speak very highly of you. And I think that that's a really cool thing. So one of the big things that we like to promote with our clients is self-care, right? Do you mind sharing some of your favorite forms of self-care?
Yes, I love self-care.
Yeah. Let's go. Listen, we got all the time in the world. Let's hear it.
Oh, it's a great self-care quote by Audre Lorde. I wonder if I can remember it off the top of my head. I don't, but if I think about it later, I'll say it. But
wait, is this the anything that like I accept can't be used against me?
No, that's another great Audre Lorde.
Okay, quote. I love that one, by the way. That's such a great one. And I think that one personally has helped me a lot. After I heard you say it, I embodied that. I really leaned into it. So
I love that. Well, she has great quotes. Okay, I found it. So this is a quote from Audre Lorde. It says, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare."
Oof, listen, I'm ready. I love that so much. Oh man. Well, Meredith, let me ask you a question. Can you give me maybe one or two of your fondest moments of you with your dad throughout your life?
Yes. Wow, I'm trying to think back. It's like when someone asks you what your hobbies are, and then you're like, do I have hobbies? Let me see. Yes, so I have a big one I have is that when, so I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I was younger, my dad would take me and my brother on these long bike rides every Sunday. And we would just like bike around Prospect Park for hours, and then we'd go to Blockbuster. That's how you know how old I am. And like we'd pick out a movie, and then we'd watch a movie together. We watched a lot of like really weird monster movies. Like I've seen all the old Godzillas, like the Godzilla versus Mothra, like The Fly, like this really old, disgusting movie about a guy who turns into a fly. Yeah, it's fly. Like, yeah, a lot of like monster movies. It's gross.
I need to Google this.
It's gross. yeah, so those are some of my fond memories with my dad.
That's really sweet. That's really cool. I love hearing that. Okay. So I guess I don't know if I've asked you this yet. What does it mean to you to work here at Father's Uplift?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think with the work we do is so important. I think that, you know, there has been a lot of talk recently, I feel like, I'm in social media and like just in general about really like taking, really prioritizing like men's mental health. And I feel like working at a place where that is the priority, and being able to like, you know, work with someone for the first time, this is their first time like crying, this is like their first time, you know, expressing their emotions. It's powerful. And to be a part of that and to be a part of like, you know, individuals finally like facing trauma for the first time or understanding their own emotions for the first time is really incredible. And I feel really grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, I think I've mentioned this before, but like, I remember the first time I met Mo Charles when I was meeting with him. It wasn't even my first session. It was just like a quick check-in. You know, we're just supposed to introduce each other. Like, hey, what are you here looking for? It lasted no more than like 10 minutes. And within like 3 minutes, I was just bawling my eyes out. I was like, this is weird because I haven't cried in like years. But all of a sudden, I'm in this room and I'm talking to this stranger. And I'm like, why am I crying? It was. I don't know. It's a therapeutic experience, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's really awesome to hear that you're able to provide that and create that journey for people. So you actually mentioned the Audre Lorde quote, but I don't think you actually mentioned your self-care.
I did not.
So why were you trying to dodge the question?
No.
All right. What is it? Come on, let's hear it.
Okay. So I think right now, this is going to sound really funny, but one of my top self-care things is that, so we have a backyard and we have a bird feeder in our backyard. And I will literally sit out there for hours and watch all the different kinds of birds that will come and use our bird feeder. We have like a really great, you know, variety of birds in our area.
Wow.
We have like cardinals and sparrows and chickadees and this like new bird that we like just found out about. What is it called? I think it's called like the grackle. It's like a crow mixture. Anyway, so right now that's like a big form of my self-care. It's just go outside of my backyard, like look at the birds, just kind of like be with nature, you know, just think about life a little bit, decompress. So right now that's one of my big self-care things.
Now, are you like into bird watching or something? Because I could not name more than two types of birds. I mean, maybe one, actually.
I'm getting into it.
I know pigeons. Like every it's either a pigeon or like an eagle. Like I don't know very many bird types. So like you knocked a bunch out of the park. I was like really impressed. Do you watch a lot of Animal Planet? Is that another form of self-care for you?
Yes. The Netflix ones.
So you actually, you and George, big homie George over here producing, you guys interviewed me. And when you guys interviewed me, like I had seen George around the office all the time. And I remember when I saw you in the interview, I was like, you look familiar, and I couldn't remember why, but I think you were still doing your field placement here. We did a project together.
You know what?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And do you know why I know that? I was like, she looks so familiar. And the other day, I was looking through my email, and like I did a search for like Father's Uplift, and your name popped up. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I already knew Meredith. I was like, I feel like I had an in already in the interview without even knowing it. That was a really cool story. It was a nice little flashback. I didn't know if you remembered.
I do remember that.
I wanted to bring that back up. But yeah, this was awesome. This was a lot of fun. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, before you get off, do you want to wish your dad a happy Father's Day?
Yes, absolutely. Dad, happy Father's Day. I don't know if you have Spotify, but I'll be setting up next time I'm home.
Absolutely. Or what else is it? Apple Podcasts? Does he have an iPhone?
Absolutely not.
Listen, I like it. Stay off the technology. But I guess the last thing is, do you want to share anything with any of the other fathers that come to the program? Any special words? Keep pushing, maybe? You know, something to that effect?
Yes. I guess one thing I would say is that there is so much power in vulnerability. I feel like I'm quoting something. So somebody else's quote. But yeah, just keep being yourself.
I know who said that. It was the great philosopher Meredith Whitegood. That's who said that. That was so good. I love that. Oh my God. Yeah, Meredith, thank you so much for doing this podcast. This is so much fun. And I feel like this this one's probably gonna go viral. It's probably gonna get like 600,000 hits first 3 days. Like, I can see it.
Thanks again.